Today, I wanted to talk about something that I feel super passionate about, and I've been talking about it for the last few months in some of my videos and some of my stories. But we need to talk about our own bias as medical professionals. So I'm here to apologize on behalf of all the poor bedside bias that you've been getting from your medical professionals. And I want to talk about what we need to do if we're going to improve the way that we support our clients that may live in bigger bodies. You're listening to Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. As a registered dietitian with over 20 years of experience, I've helped thousands of people get healthier and ultimately wealthier. And now it's your turn, busy mompreneur. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you my self-love journey back to health after years of stress and challenges, including living with a spouse with mental illness, suffering a concussion, learning to live with post-concussion syndrome, illnesses in my family, a death in my family, divorce, and more illnesses in my family. And all this with three kids under the age of 10. If anyone can show you how to thrive and not just survive through challenges and setbacks, it's me. Hello and welcome to another episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy podcast with me, Kathy Richards, RD. So today we're on episode 67, and it's going to be a short one, but I think it's going to be good. So hang on. I'll give you a quick update. What's going on over here? Spring fair at my kids' school last weekend. That was great. Then I hosted a birthday party for 5, 10, and 11-year-olds. That was a lot to do in one day. My brain wasn't the happiest after that. And I'm down in the basement hiding out in a cool space. We're entering our first heat wave of this summer. So there's that. So I tried to make cookies today using the air fryer, not to heat the house up. But I'll wait till the kids give feedback. But it didn't go so well. They didn't cook in the middle, and I had to put them back in. And I'm not sold that that's how I'll be making cookies going forward. So today I want to come on, and I want to say I'm sorry as a medical professional. I'm sorry to any of the clients that are listening or any people that are listening that have felt like they've been judged by medical professionals before. And what I mean by that is that you've come in for one thing, and then the medical professional has steered the conversation to something that they think you need to work on, when that's not what you came to them for. And if we're thinking about health at every size, I've been talking about this for the past few months. I did a presentation to a group of professionals in one of the clinics where I work, and I was really trying to get them on board with health at every size. As soon as we restrict calories, what does our body do? Steps up to keep us safe, right? So when the body steps up to keep us safe, it's going to do everything that it can to get us to eat something, be hungrier, get irritable, so then we want to eat, slow down our metabolism, so then we can hang on to energy. We know this, and the studies prove it. It's nothing new. So I took the opportunity to step up and share that with my fellow team in a clinic where I work. And the response from a couple of the other team members was great. But I can't change an organization in one presentation. So this week, it came back to my mind because a couple of things happened, and I wanted to hop on and I wanted to apologize if this has happened to you, but I wanted to start off with something positive that happened, and I wanted to high-five my colleague through this screen. I was like, you go, girl, because we're in this team focusing on obesity, okay? I'm coming at it from my intuitive eating lens. She's coming at it from a very similar lens as a mental health counselor. So, you know, they were going through with their readiness and different scales that they were going to use to assess who was really appropriate for the program. She raised her hand and she said, there needs to be some kind of trauma screening before the person comes into the program. There is a lot of link with body weight and trauma. And I was like, you go. So I sent her a message and we've been communicating. And yeah, it's just refreshing that we're coming from the same lens, but that's not every medical professional. So they're still treating obesity as a disease, where we know that you can live in a bigger body and you can be just as healthy or healthier than someone that doesn't live in a bigger body. You can do all the same lifestyle behaviors, you can eat the same foods, and you can have a very different body than somebody else. So your body is not the problem. It's how we are responding and treating your body as medical professionals. So here's another example that got me riled up for one of my clients. She had came to see me. We had talked. She has a family history of obesity. Family members, I think, have had surgery to deal with their obesity. So her reason for coming was to say, like, I want to get ahead of this and focus on healthy lifestyle, and I want to take care of myself. So we focus on that from that intuitive eating lens, not restricting, coming back to hear those interoceptive cues, listen to our body. Most of us can't, right? Remember, if we're stuck in stress response, we can't listen to our body because the stress response is going to take over, and that's going to mean that all the energy is stuck in the extremities, so you can't feel those hunger and fullness cues. So there's lots of other things at play. So she came to see me, and then as part of her intake, there was a question about medication that I didn't know the answer. She wasn't sure. So I sent her on to someone else to help with that. And in that meeting where they were just supposed to talk about a medication, a hormone, but not focus on weight, the other medical professional ended up recommending that they do intermittent fasting. So then the client brought it back to me, and understandably so, felt a bit confused and a bit frustrated because they hadn't gone to that professional in that context, and we just wanted to make sure they were taking their medication at the best time of day to support their body and what they were taking the medication for. That medical professional that recommended intermittent fasting was coming from their own experience. I know their experience. I know that it's worked for them. I know that they've had weight loss and they've maintained that weight loss. And I know that they care and they want to support the clients, and they see that client, you know, with maybe that diagnosis of obesity, and they decide, look, I can offer you this. This is what worked for me. But intermittent fasting to many, many bodies is a stressor. So lack of sleep can cause more stress. Dehydration can cause more stress. Stress obviously can cause more stress. Under eating can cause the body to go into stress response. Intermittent fasting can do that too. It's like a trauma to the body. So it's not the approach that works for everyone. I'm not going to say it doesn't work for some people, but it's a long-term approach, and it's coming from that place of intuitive eating, taking care of our bodies, coming back to what works for us and doing something that we can maintain forever and feel happier and feel more confident. That's a space I'm working on with this client. And they didn't ask that other individual to give them recommendations, but they brought their bias or their, maybe they're uncomfortable. A lot of us, you know, are uncomfortable with people that are different. And the other thing to think about, like when I sit on this meeting, many people that are on our obesity weight management team, whatever, don't live in bigger bodies. So they don't know, they can't always relate to what individuals that live in bigger bodies are going through. my body's bigger than it's ever been. My body shape has changed as I get older, as I'm going through stress, as I'm entering perimenopause. It's uncomfortable, but I can relate a lot more with a lot of my clients now than I could, you know, years ago. And I think that gives me an additional skill set. But I'm not starving myself and doing intermittent fasting and trying to maintain some unnecessary ideal. I'm trying to move my body, be active, be hydrated, get lots of sleep. There's so many things that I do every day that are healthy behaviors, but the goal is to keep me healthy and moving. It's not to adjust my weight. Sure, would I want my weight to be a bit lower some days? Probably. But am I going to starve myself to get there? No, because I know it doesn't work long term. And I know what the studies and the research say. So that's it. I wanted to hop on and say, I'm sorry if that happens to you. I'm sorry if you go in because of one thing and then your doctor approaches you about weight loss. That's something I've been recommending in this program, that we have to recognize when patients come to us or clients come to us, if they're coming for one thing, it's really going to turn them off if you go to weight loss as the strategy. I encourage, and I'm not a medical doctor, but, you know, we should be treating people with the same approach. It doesn't matter what their body weight is, because the studies don't support that the body weight causing the issue. So if you go in because you have lower back pain and you're skinny, you should be getting some of the same recommendations as someone that goes in with lower back pain in a bigger body. It's not always about the body weight that's causing the issue. Sometimes we'll see changes with changes in body weight, but that's not the issue. So all that to say, I'm sorry if this has happened to you. We bring our own bias into things, and we really need to learn to check that at the door. That was one of the first things I said about 5 years ago, was we need to teach each other and really talk to other providers in our clinic about checking their fat bias at the door. And I have to say, that hasn't happened. So if this has happened to you on your journey, I'm sorry. And I do believe when we know better, we do better. But it's just getting people to change that mindset that obesity, you know, sometimes it comes from trauma, like my colleague said, because that's a way for us to keep our bodies safe. Sometimes we feel safer in a bigger body. You know, if there's been a history of sexual abuse, then sometimes we don't want people to look at us. And I have lots of clients that once they lose weight, for whatever reason, they feel less comfortable, or people around them feel less comfortable. There's so many different factors that affect how we see ourselves and how we allow ourselves to be, right? My goal is to help you get to a place where you feel good in your body. It doesn't matter how big your body, what the number on the scale is. You feel happy, confident, you know that you're treating your body well, and you can be in your happiest and most confident life. So if that's you, book a free joyful eating call. The link will be in the show notes, and I hope that this served. If you know someone that's been judged by the medical system and you think they would benefit from listening to this, please go ahead and share it with them. Thanks for listening. And that's it for today's episode of Healthy Mompreneurs Get Wealthy Podcast with Kathy Richards, RD. If you found this helpful and you have a friend who may also find it useful, please feel free to share it with them. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast player, because every month I choose one lucky reviewer and they get a free 60-minute one-on-one intensive where I help you identify the one thing holding you back from your health and wellness goals. Curious about intuitive eating? Ready to have more joyful eating without the guilt? Then go to my website and click on the link to book a free 30-minute call where I'll walk you through the first step.